So Steller sea lions were originally listed under the Endangered Species Act in 1990, and then we got some new information to indicate that there are really two different distinct population segments. There's an eastern population and a western population. And so in 1997, we split those out and listed the western population as endangered and the eastern population as threatened. And at that time, the trend for the eastern population was good. They were on the road to recovery, but we felt they weren't there yet. Since then, we've seen continued recovery, which has been great. So the numbers have gone from about 18,000 animals in 1979 up to over 70,000 in 2010, which is good news.
What is the change here? Because as we know, sea lions are still protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. What difference does this make that they're no longer on the listed as threatened?
Well, you can look at the Endangered Species Act as kind of the law of last resort for animals that are either in danger of extinction or likely to become so within the foreseeable future. So this is a very good sign that the eastern population is on its way to recovery, and in fact, in terms of the Endangered Species Act, it's considered recovered, so that's why we are removing it from the list, because it no longer meets the definition of a threatened species. In terms of the direct consequences of the delisting, you're right that the eastern sea lions will continue to be protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. I guess one of the probably most obvious changes that people will notice is that anything that requires a federal permit or license or federal funding that may affect a threatened or endangered species has to go through a consultation process with us before that action happens, before the federal permit or funding is issued. So with the eastern population of sea lions off of the Endangered Species Act list, that consultation requirement will no longer apply.
Can you give me an example of where that was required, or a project in Southeast or something where it affected the timeline for the project, or the ability of developers or other folks to go forward with the project?
Well, I can't think of a single example where a project was not allowed to go forward because of Steller sea lions, but the consultation requirement is there just to make sure that the action would not jeopardize the continued existence of a threatened or endangered species. And typically we try to work with the action agency and the developer to make sure that there's no take of a threatened or endangered species at all. So usually this is things like port and harbor development projects, anything from somebody putting in a dock to some kind of much more major redevelopment activity. And normally what we do is work with the proponent to have monitoring in place so that we make sure that pile driving, for instance, is not happening when sea lions are close to the activity, so that they wouldn't be exposed to noise that could cause injury to the animals. So usually it's things like seasonal restrictions and monitoring requirements that would be invoked under the Endangered Species Act. And we'd still encourage those practices just to make sure that sea lions aren't getting harmed, even if they're no longer listed under the Endangered Species Act, but the consultation process won't apply anymore.
So does this have any impact on communities like Petersburg, or also, for instance, in, I believe, like in Ballard in Washington or other places where they've had issues with sea lions and have either needed to harass them, or some communities like Petersburg have wanted to have permission to kill a problem sea lion? Does this affect that at all?
It can. So Ballard is kind of a special case. There's a special provision under the Marine Mammal Protection Act to deal with that situation. But
because they're eating salmon, making it up the streams there.
Well, and sea lions have been feeding on other threatened and endangered species, threatened and endangered fish. So that's kind of a complex situation. But for Petersburg, the situation doesn't change much. In other words, the Marine Mammal Protection Act still being in place means that it continues to be illegal to shoot these animals or to harass them. But under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, there are provisions that people can take to protect their private property or to protect their safety. or that fishermen can take to protect their catch or their gear. Folks can take non-lethal measures to deter sea lions if they need to, just as they can for harbor seals or other non-listed marine mammals.